ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फैन बंद कर लीजिए कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 15। तन्नो प्रभुत्वं कुकले वरर्पितम् तन्न प्रभोत्वं कुकले वरार्पितम् तन्माययाहं ममताम् अधक्षज तन्माययाहं ममताम् अधक्षज। भिन्द्याम जेनाशु वयं सुदुर्भिधाम् भिन्दाम जेनाशु वयं सुदुर्भिधाम् विदेहि जोगं त्वयि न स्वभावम् इति विदेहि जोगं त्वयि न स्वभावम् इति। तन्न प्रभुत्वं कुकले वरार्पितम् त्वन्माययाहं ममताम् अधक्षज भिन्द्याम जेनाशु वयं सुदुर्भिधाम् विदेहि जोगं त्वयि न स्वभावम् इति। तन्न प्रभुत्वं कुकले वरार्पितम् त्वन्माययाहं महतं ममतं अधुक्षज भिन्दाम जेनाशु वयं सुदुर्भिधाम् विदेहि जोगं त्वयि न स्वभावमिति। Mataji's. Word for words. Tat, therefore, Naha, our Prabho, O my Lord, Tvam, you, Kukalebara Arpitam, invested in this bad body full of stool and urine. Tat Mayaya, by your illusory energy. Aham Mamatam, the conception of I and my. Adhokshaja, O transcendence. Bhindyama, may give up. Yena, by which. Ashu, very soon. Vayam, we. Sudur Bhidam, which is very difficult to give up. Videhi, please give. Yogam, the mystic process. Toi, unto you. Naha, our. Sabhavam, which is symptomized by a steady mind. Iti, thus. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Therefore, O Lord, O Transcendence, kindly help us by giving us the power to execute Bhakti Yoga so that we can control our restless minds and fix them upon you. We are all infected by your illusory energy. Therefore, we are very attached to the body, which is full of stool and urine, and to anything related with the body, except for devotional service. There is no way to give up this attachment. Therefore, kindly bestow upon us this benediction. Purport. The Lord advises in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. The perfect yoga system consists of always thinking of Krishna, always engaging in devotional service, always worshipping Krishna, and always offering obeisances unto Him. Unless we practice this yoga system, our illusory attachment for this bad body, which is full of stool and urine, is impossible to give up. The perfection of yoga consists of giving up attachment for this body and bodily relationships. Shri Shri Radha Rajbhari Ki Jai. Gornitaya Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. The perfection of yoga consists of giving up attachment for this body and bodily relationships and transferring that attachment to Krishna. We are very attached to material enjoyment, but when we transfer that same attachment to Krishna, we traverse the path of liberation. One has to practice this yoga system and none other.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Janatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Janabhutale Swayamrutu Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charu Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtata Deshatarine. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo. পঞ্চতত্ত্বাত্মন কৃষ্ণং ভক্তরূপসরূপকং ভক্তাবতরং ভক্তকং নমামি ভক্তশক্তিকম্। জয় শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীপার্ষদী গৌরভক্তবৃন্দ। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে। Therefore, O Lord, O Transcendence, kindly help us by giving us the power to execute Bhakti Yoga so that we can control our restless minds and fix them upon you. We are all infected by your illusory energy, therefore we are all very attached to the body which is full of stool and urine and to anything related with the body. Except for devotional service, there is no way to give up this attachment. Therefore, kindly bestow upon us with this benediction. So Narada is praying to Naranar and Rishi in this section, and then very quickly the description of the land of Jambudvipa will be coming, and this is the last prayer by Narada Muni. So here basically the process of devotional service is being glorified. Prabhupada says, Sabhavam means symptomized by the steady mind. The yoga process, which is the living entity of Kali Yuga, can adopt practice. In Satya Yuga, the process was meditation. In Dwapar Yuga it was worshipping the Lord in the altar, and in Treta Yuga it was sacrifice. In Kali Yuga it is the prime object of worship is congregational chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. So the practice of yoga in Kali Yuga starts with chanting, kirtanam. But devotional service starts with hearing also, shravanam kirtanam. So when somebody hears, he has to chant or somebody has to chant or speak. Like we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, somebody is speaking and we are hearing. So this is Shravanam. And Kirtanam, somebody is chanting, we are hearing. And I also chanting, I also hearing. So hearing is possible when there is a chanting, Kirtanam. And then Smaranam will come and other processes. So from hearing and chanting, one can achieve up to the topmost platform, prema. So in Kali Yuga, the process of devotional service by chanting and hearing is the topmost process than other processes. And Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, through the chapters, explained how one can actually fix the mind unto him and practice devotional service. Whereas when in 6 chapters Krishna described the Ashtanga Yoga system, practice of yoga, Arjuna at the end he said it is impossible for me because mind is very turbulent and obstinate and very strong. So Krishna says, yeah, it is true, but then one has to practice. With practice and with renunciation, one can come to the position of controlling the mind. In this Bhagavad Gita, we learn basically 5 things. They are Ishvara, Jiva, Kal, Karma and Prakriti. So out of these 5 subjects, the 2, Ishvara and Jiva, are only cognizant, conscious being. And Ishvara is the supreme conscious being, supreme powerful entity. It's called Vibhu Sambhit. And Jiva, the living entity, is Anu Sambhit or minute conscious. And then Prakriti. Prakriti is made up the substance of material nature, where the three gunas take shelter. And that's why this Prakriti is the reservoir of all the gunas along with all other 24 elements. Then Kal. Kal is inert or unconscious matter. It's called Drabhya, devoid of gunas. And Karma is the force of destiny which is being created by the living entities. And Karma is Anadi. It's called Anadi, means it has no beginning but has end, but when there will be end, nobody knows. It can be ended with this body, but we do not know how many bodies we have to take to perpetually go through the action of karmas, and that's called karma. And that's why it's called anadi. There's no trace, no beginning, but it has got end. There's the particular word used is vishesha. The vishesha means which has no permanent existence. By what you distinguish the living entity's destiny, karma. So karma can be anadi, but it has end. It can be ended with devotional service. So this kal also the part of nimitta maya, like sabhava, karma, all these things. And the living entity, the body, gets from the material nature, is called gunamaya, like other ingredients. And the living entity get the body from gunamaya. So the maya having two aspects of activities, vidya and avidya. By vidya aspect, or other way, by avidya aspect, the maya covers the consciousness of living entities and forces to go through the karma. Avidyaya, karma sanyanya, tritiya shakti rishyate. And vidya potency releases the living entities to understand the real nature of the living entity and get release from the material condition. In Bhagavatam, what is maya being described by Vasudev? He says, whatever appears to be real, although it has no substance, is maya. Rite artham jat pratiyato na pratiyato chatmani tad vidyat atmano mayam jatha bhasa jatha tamaha. Like when there is a sunlight, there is no darkness and there is no dawn also. Abhasa means if you go in the dark room and through the little hole of the ventilator, little hole, little spark of light is the rays coming inside, then you can see on the mirror of your body like a shadow. You don't actually recognize that is you. But you see something at the behind, it appears like a shape of a human being, looks like ghost. So when the substance is not clear to the vision, but it appears there is something, is abhasa. So abhasa is possible, appearance of abhasa or the symptoms is possible in the darkness. Jathatamaha. Where there is darkness, there will be abhasa. In light, there is no abhasa, there is no tamaha. And rite artham japratiyeta. Rite means truth. Where it appears to be truth, but it is not truth. Huh? It is not in Bhagavatam Vyasadeva prays on the first verse. It is free from kuhakam. Nirasta kuhakam. Kuhakam means the darkness. It's free from darkness, that paramdham. So in the material nature, abhasya and tamo is possible. And by which living entity, rityartham jatpa na pratitacha atmani, where I am not understood, I am not visible, I am not realized, that is actually that knowledge consists of avidya, and it is called maya. So what is the activities of that maya? Na jaya sammohito jiva. By that maya, the living entities are completely into illusion, into engrossed with the material identification. Sammohito jiva. Atmanam trigunatmakam. Atmanam means the self, trigunatmakam, made of, consist of three gunas, manute, they think. Paropi, although it is beyond the material nature. Atmanam trigunatmakam paropi manute. It thinks that I am the product of material nature. Also, I am the controller of material nature. Because this Vibhu Sambhit is the only controller, Ishvara. But Jiva, he thinks, Anu Sambhit, I am the controller. That's why Krishna says, Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasha. The material nature is functioning through the three modes of material nature, but Ahankara Bhimuratma Karta Ahamiti Mannate. He thinks, I am the doer, Karta. So Krishna says, how you can practice Bhakti Yoga? There is a vivid description in the Bhagavad Gita in text 5 in 8th chapter, Akshara Brahma Yoga. He says, Antakale cha mamiva smaran muktva kalevaram yap prayati sa madbhavam jati nasti atra sanshaya. Antakalecha, even at the time of death, if somebody can fix his mind, smaran mukta kalevaram, thinking me, he gives up the body, quits the body, jap prayati, who quits, sa madbhavam jati, he comes to me, my abode, na asti atra sanshaya, there is no doubt. And then he says, if you cannot think of me at the time of death, then what will happen? Yam yam api smaran bhavam tajati ante kalevaram tam tame bhaviti kuntiya sada tad bhava bhavita. Tad bhava bhavita. What? Yam yam. Bhavana, the state of consciousness, state of remembrance, you have created throughout your life. And you will be forcefully remembering that. You will be forced to remember that. Nyam nyam. And tam tam. Eva eti. Certainly you will achieve. Sada tad bhava bhavita. Whatever we are thinking through our days, through our months, through our years, throughout our lives. And so tasmad, he is saying tasmad. Therefore, If you do not want to being degraded into lower species, lower lives, Krishna says, Kshipami Ajashram Asubham Joneshu. I forcibly drag them into the lower jonis. Who? Those who are Naradhamas, Ashuri Bhavam, Maya Pridhagana, all those people. Kshipami Asubha Janim Ajashram. Unlimited like he says, ku kalevaram here, two times mentioned, ku kalevaram. The bad body we have accepted, which is made of kapha, pitta, vayu, the three main elements according to Ayurveda, and it produces all obnoxious things like stool and urine. So it said ashubha joni. That's why Krishna says tasmat sarvesu kaleshu mam anusmara yuddhacha. Therefore, O Arjuna, please fight always thinking of me. Mayarpita mano buddhir, you just give up your mind and your intelligence to me. Mam eva eshashi asamsari. Again he is saying there is no doubt you will attain to me. Then he says in the next verse, 8:8, if you cannot do mam anusmara satatam, all the time you think of me, you cannot, then he said, abhyasa yoga yuktena cetasananya gamina param purusham divyam jati partho anuchintayan. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from path, he, O Krishna, is sure to reach me. Now, it is not, if somebody cannot do, it's not that verse. That comes in 12th chapter. This is by practice who already perfected, always thinking of him already, he without doubt goes to him. Then in 8:14 he says, ananya cetaha satatam. Ananya cetaha, undeviated consciousness, undeviated mind, with undeviated mind, ananya cetaha. Satatam, always, constantly. Yomam smarati nityasa, always thinking of me, constantly thinking of me. Kasyaham sulabha partha. For him I am very easy. Sulabham is very easy to obtain. Sulabham means very easy to achieve. Like in Mayapur we have Sulabh Bhajanalaya. 20 years before it was 6 rupees. Rai, chapati, dal, 2 sabjis, pokoda or papadam, and sometimes little chutney also. Sometimes little sweet. 6 rupees in 1992. And now it is maybe 50-60 rupees. So, sulabh bhajanalaya, sulabham, easy to obtain, cheap to get, so it is also easy, very easy, but it is difficult for the crooked. Tasyaham sulabham partho, nitya yuktasya yogina, nitya yuktasya. This nitya satatam ananya, again and again, repeated throughout the verses. Then in the next chapter, he says, ananya chintayantam yajana parjupasate tesham nittabhijuktanam yogakshemam bahamyam. This verse is actually talks about the protection, the maintenance of the devotees, those who always ananya chitta, having no other object in the mind, chintayanta, concentrating mam of me, and parjupasate, properly worship, parjupasate, tesham nitya abhijukta nam, for them I become the person, I bring what they lack and I protect what they have. Not that LIC people protect and they give what you don't have. LIC took the last line, insurance company. But Krishna, if doesn't protect you, then no insurance can work. Prahlad Maharaj says in 7th canto, in the prayer to Lord Nishinadev, my dear Lord, the person who is bereft of your attention, who is bereft of your mercy. The doctor cannot save the patient, although there are so much medicines and so many arrangements. Like there is a hospital in Charbangla. Dhirubhai Ambani, Kokilaben Hospital. That hospital was belonged to somebody else who died in heart attack few years back. And he wanted to make a heart hospital where he can operate nicely the patients, heart patients. But he died in heart attack. So, Prahlad Maharaj says, the medicine, the doctors and this whole arrangement of your hospital cannot. Jyoti Bose made his own hospital or his hospital very close to his house in Salt Lake. But he died. Very gorgeous hospital he made in Salt Lake. But the medicines, the doctors and the sophisticated technical arrangements cannot save the patient. And he's saying the boat and the boatman cannot save the drowning man. Similarly, he gives few other examples. So similarly, if the Lord rakhe hori mare ke, and mare hori rakhe ke. In one family, these two examples are there. Rakhe hori, if Hari wants to keep you, Prahlad Maharaj, and Jodi mare hori rakhe ke, his father, he tried to be immortal, but he couldn't. And his son was put into all kinds of different attempts to murder, but he was saved. So, Harim Bina Mritim Na Taranti. Without Lord's mercy, nobody can be saved from these dangerous hands, cruel hands of death. Ananya Sintyantamam 922. Then, in 10th chapter, this verse Prabhupada quotes 1855, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta is again repeated in 9th chapter 34. Same thing. Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakta Manjati Mam Namaskuru. Mam Eveshashi Yukta Ivam Atmanam Matparayana. Who is Matparayana? Atmanam. Your soul, yukta ivam, always engaged. Mam eva ishyasi. Certainly he will come to me. And then he says, in 10th chapter, those who are engaged in this way, tesham satat yuktana, and Bhajatam Priti Purvakam, serving with love and devotion. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. The yoga comes, though wherever the word yoga comes, Prabhupada everywhere says devotional service. Whether it is Hatha Yoga, Raja Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Prabhupada everywhere devotional service. It means that although those processes were illustrated for the particular time in different ages, this time, this yoga, any of the yogas will not work for the living entities, fallen living entities of this Kali Yuga, other than devotional service. This Buddhi Yoga also proposes devotional service. Tesham Dadami Buddhi Yogam. I give them the intelligence or devotional service. The intelligence to perform devotional service. Jeno mam ubhayantite. Jeno by which they can come to me. And then he says, Tesham evanukam partham. If somebody, Tesham, to whom those who are priti purvakam engaged, bhajatam, to them, eva anukampartham, to show special mercy, to show special favor. Aham ajnanajam tama. Ajnanajam, like it says in the other verse, the living entities are actually asangvayam purusha, prakritijan gunan. So it is prakritijan gunan, the gunan, the qualities are produced by the material nature. Bhungte, The living entity enjoys the material nature's gunas. And this is because of Ajnanaja. So Krishna says, if I favor somebody specially, to those who are engaged sincerely with devotion, Ajnanajam tamaha, that ignorance I nashayami, I destroy. Atma bhavastha means within their heart. In the heart there are so many Ajnanajam tamaha. Jnanodipena bhashyata, with the torch of knowledge. Now we offer obeisances to Guru. Om Ajnana Timira Andhasya. Timira means very darkness, deep, dense dark. Andhasya. Om Ajnana Timira Andhasya. Jnananjana Shalakaya. So what is that Jnananjana? The torch of knowledge. There is no torch by any company with knowledge. What is the torch of knowledge? Torch of knowledge means you understand, you realize what is what. What is Krishna, what is Jiva, what is material nature, what is the karma, what is karma. This is torch of knowledge. Shalakaya, by the torch of knowledge. Jnana Anjana Shalakaya. So that knowledge actually eradicates the Ajnana Tamaha. Jnana Deepina Bhashyata. And in 11th chapter 54 he said again, Bhakta Tu Ananaya Shakya. In 18th chapter also he said, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati. Only, here Narada Muni says, Show us a path by which is symptomized by the mind, or mind can accept, we can cross the nescience of material nature, who are very attached to the body which is made of stool, urine and other things. So it says bhaktya tu ananya shakya. By only ananya bhakta, unadulterated devotion, you can come to me. Aham evam vidu Arjuna. Evam vidha, tattvatah evam vidha, same. Evam vidha is translated here as I am. Like tattvatah. Tattvatah means as I am. Evam vidha, Arjuna. Gyatum drashtum cha tattena pravishtum cha parantapa. You can see him, you can know him, gyatum. You can drashtum, you can see him. Tattena, by truth, by reality, then pravishtum, you can enter. Vishadeta dhanantaram, anantaram, vishate, you can enter. So, it is possible by only bhakti yoga to see the Lord, to visualize as Arjuna saw, and to attain to his abode. And in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, Arjuna asked, my Lord, who is the better, or who is the best out of two, who meditates you, your universal form, or who serves you personally or with devotion and worship, who is better? So Krishna says, Moi avesya mano yetam. Moi avesya, whose mind, manaha, is avesya, absorbed, mam, unto me, nitya yukta upasate, always serving me, shuddhaya paraya petas, te me yuktatama mataha. Shuddhaya, serving with faith. The devotional service begins with shuddha. Adau shuddha tato sadhusanga. Prabhupada said, yesterday, Bhargava Prabhu was telling that Prabhupada encouraged so many people, those who had little faith, didn't join. They liked the movement, they liked Prabhupada. So they had faith on Prabhupada to the movement, they didn't join. But they liked, they're having some shraddha. So shraddhaya paraya, The highest faith. Our faith should not waver, should not be tilting faith. That's called Mishra Shuddha or Biddha Shuddha, Biddha Bhakti. Mishra Bhakti or Biddha Bhakti. So we have Paraya Shuddha. Shuddha Shabde, Vishyas. Shuddha Shabde kahe, Vishyas. Dhrira Nishchay. Krishna Bhakti koile, Sarva Karma Krita Hai. This is Kaviraj Goswami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita is unflinching devotion. Shuddha. Shuddha Shabde Vishwas kahe, Shudrira Nishchay. Having firm conviction, if I serve Krishna, everything will be done. Not sometime going to Shiva temple, sometime Ganpati temple, sometime coming to Hare Krishna temple. No, you stop going Shiva temple, you stop going Durga temple, stop going Ganpati temple, always come to Krishna temple. That is the real Shuddha. That day we were yesterday or yesterday, one lady was buying some books. So she bought 3-4 books. And with her there was another lady. Are kya kharid raha yaar? Kya padte ho? Aisa milega kya? Paisa milta hai tumko? Tumhara peace milta hai kya? So I was hearing what she was saying, but she didn't stop. She bought 3-4 books. Another lady just went to bakery stall. So they come to the temple and somebody is buying with faith some books. Unko bhi bigar rahe. Kya book kharid rahe? Tumko peace of mind milta hai kya? Tumko paisa milta hai kya? So this is not Shraddha. He says Shraddha Jukta Tamo Mataha. He is the Jukta Tama, like Krishna says in the 6th chapter last verse. He is Jukta Tama. Here also he says Jukta Tama. He is the best who is engaged in devotional service. Mayiva mano adatsya mayi buddhim niveshaya niveshayasasi mayiva atah urdham na sangshaya. Here also na sangshaya, no doubt. Atah urdham, he will come to me. Who is mana is given to me adatsya. Adatsya means fixed in me, and buddhim niveshaya, also applied in me his buddhi, asangshayam, without doubt he will come to me. So there are several many verses which says about the process of devotional service, simultaneously controlling the mind. It's not that we have to control our mind then do devotional service. No, we don't have to control our mind then chant Hare Krishna. If you do other yogas, you have to do jam, niyam, pranayam, asana, pratyahara, dhyan, dharana, then meditate, samadhi. And that also not something void. Samadhi means there should be something object. So the object is Vishnu of samadhi. But Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If we just allow our ears to, you know, put the sound vibration inside, and that sound vibration will be going in the heart, and it will control the mind and intelligence, whole body. Krishna naam dhare kato bol, karno randro patho diyar hidi majhe praveshiya borishaye sudha anupam. So I do not know how much power, how much strength the Krishna, these two syllables, holy name has or contains. Dhare Katobal. So we don't have to figure out how to chant and shake your ear, put earplugs inside and no force. Just try to hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That sound vibration automatically controls everything. Not only controls, this says later parts, what it does. If we can chant properly. the giving up everything, only try to hear. And the holy name, when it enters, then it actually extinguishes the fire of material desire. And then we feel to chant more. We feel to chant more. And if we are not having no taste to murmur even, somebody cannot chant loudly Hare Krishna, but still your tongue should be moving. Srila Prabhupada always chanting, either he was making noise or he was murmuring. His lips were moving. Guru Kripa Maharaj, then he said, I was no little spy, always trying to see what Prabhupada is doing. So I could see he was, you know, in the rocking chair, and his lips were moving, hands and beat back. So I saw Prabhupada doing something. Sometimes he used to chant louder. When he was alone in Radha Damodar temple, when the visitors will come in the morning and evening, he couldn't write his books. He will be walking to and fro in his baranda and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada said, if we chant 16 rounds, we should be chanting it louder than murmuring or in mind. We should be chanting louder, not disturbing others. Enough sound you can hear. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.